For a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number three, here on this Thursday, July 9th, 2026 edition. I got a press release sent to the radio station from Carla Wagner. To my Michigan fellow voters and my wonderful supporters, I hope everyone had a wonderful Independence Day celebrating our nation's 250th birthday. I would like to inform everyone today, after prayerful consideration, I am withdrawing my name as a candidate for governor as an independent. This decision was not made lightly and comes following both productive and meaningful conversations with Perry Johnson and his staff. The receptive and intelligence discourse within these discussions have led me to this belief. The best opportunity to elect a governor who is willing to work hard toward the elimination of property taxes in our state of Michigan rests with Perry Johnson. I'm genuinely impressed with his faculty that sat down and truly listened. I ask all of my supporters to vote for Perry Johnson in the upcoming primary election on August 4th and again on November 3rd. This decision allows me to once again refocus on the mission to eliminate property taxes in Michigan. As you know, my primary goal remains, and it has always been, to serve where God leads me. I fully believe that I'm being led by God to help the people of Michigan regain their property rights. We can only achieve actual property rights with the full and complete abolition of property taxes. This decision is one that I am fully at peace with. Not being out on the campaign trail will allow me to concentrate my efforts on building the groundwork for the next round of Axe My Tax. Last time, we came so very close. I truly believe with our ongoing and continual growth, we can achieve what naysayers believe to be the impossible. I want to sincerely thank every one of my supporters and circulators. Your hard work and determination are a shining example of what can be done when normal, everyday people stand up and work together to make a difference. I am so blessed to know each and every one of you. God bless you all. Signed, Carla Wagner, founder of Axe My Tax, former candidate for Michigan governor. Now, one thing that you have to understand, her withdrawing from the race and personally endorsing Perry Johnson after sitting down meeting with him and his staff, she generally was impressed and thanked his faculty for taking the time to truly listen. She would not have done this unless he committed to her that he was willing to pursue the elimination of property taxes in the state of Michigan. This is a huge, huge development. And one thing that you have to understand, that this was probably very painful for her to do this. But the fact that she wrote this and put it out to all of the radio stations proves to me that, number one, the meeting did take place. Number two, Perry did listen. And number three, his staff is working on it. So, if you were supportive of Carla Wagner to be governor, based on the fact that her primary platform was to eliminate property taxes, she's now asking you to vote for Perry Johnson. So we'll continue to follow this story as it goes forward. Maybe perhaps she might even be out at events with him as he continues his bus tour. Next story. This is another one that's kind of interesting. Get it into the show here before the end of the hour. This comes from the NATO summit. President Donald Trump sounded the alarm on international communism at the NATO summit and warns that America must reject the socialist agenda. While talking to the NATO summit in Ankara, Turkey, President Donald Trump issued one of his strongest warnings yet about the global rise of communism during a press conference on Wednesday. President Trump argued that the ideology is gaining traction both abroad and inside the United States. In responding to a question from NTD News, President Trump said communism is often marketed with promises of free benefits and government handouts, but warned that history has repeatedly shown that it leads to poverty, repression, and violence. President Trump says we need to get the word out, because what's forming is communism in our country, because communism is easy to sell. However, it's becoming international. And if you look at the historical background of it, it has never worked. It's not ever going to work. President Trump contrasted communist systems within America's free market economy. Communist systems compared to America's free market economy. President Trump pointed to strong employment numbers, rising wages, and as evidence that capitalism continues to outperform socialist models despite their promises. Without naming any specific politicians, President Trump warned that some figures on the American left are promoting ideas that he believes threatens America's future. He argued that the spread of communism's ideology represents one of the greatest dangers the United States has ever faced. One thing that happens when you go communist is you never come back. You end up dying in a squalor. It gets very evil and it gets very nasty. The president has increasingly made opposition to communism and progressive socialism as a central theme of his public remarks following recent Democratic primary victories. These included victories in New York as well as in Colorado. While speaking last month at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, President Trump rejected efforts for these candidates to label themselves merely as social Democrats. President Trump said they're not social Democrats, they're communists, pure and simple. Well, this very much applies to the recently endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate right here in Michigan, Abdul El Sayed, getting both Bernie Sanders as well as AOC's endorsements. This is the candidate they want Democrats to vote for to be the candidate to run against Mike Rogers in November. President Trump compared this ideology to a cancer that must be eliminated before it spreads any further. Our warriors did not fight communism on battlefields across the world, only to have that menace rear its ugly head in our country. While I'm president, we're not going to let it happen. In closing, throughout the NATO summit, President Trump emphasized that preserving American freedom requires rejecting the socialist and communist ideas he says are increasingly being embraced by elements of the modern-day Democratic Party. Communist regimes have historically been responsible for tens of millions of deaths worldwide. Historians estimate that roughly 65 million people died under Mao's rule in communist China. Soviet Union's communist government has estimated to have caused the deaths of between 25 and 30 million people through famine, purges, forced labor, and political repression. President Trump, very clear while speaking in Turkey at the NATO summit. Standing directly behind him was Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. Very clear message. This is not social Democrats. Even though that's the label they put on themselves, the president is calling it exactly what it is. Communism. Mike Rogers, he put out a statement as well. We'll read this statement from Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Mike Rogers heading into the August 4th primary. He has an urgent message for President Trump's supporters. Short break, we'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends. The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Final segment of today's show, July 9th. U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers shares a very urgent message for President Trump's supporters. I'm sitting in my office right now, staring at my phone. My chest is so tight I can barely breathe. I'm sick to my stomach. My hands are literally shaking as I write this. I just received some devastating news. The kind of news that ruins campaigns, ruined lives, and impacts every single person in this country. I promise I would always be straight with you, but I can't say it in a more public email than this. They actually told me to play it cool and to stay quiet. But I can't. I'm spilling my guts to you right now because I have no one else I can talk to like this. Donald Trump and I desperately need your eyes on this right now. I am bypassing the standard political playbook and I'm coming straight to you because I trust your instincts more than anyone else. I need a real friend right now. I need you to read this and I desperately need your advice. Please click on this link to see what just happened and give me your raw, honest opinion. I cannot do this alone. President Trump cannot do this alone. We need you. Confidential message, personal message from Mike Rogers. I just got off the phone with my polling director. The numbers made my blood run cold. I'm exhausted. My voice is raw. I've been running on fumes for the last couple of weeks. But I can handle the physical toll. What I cannot handle is letting you down. The truth is hard to swallow, but I promise to be straight with you. We are falling behind. If the election were held tomorrow, we lose. If we lose this seat, Chuck Schumer keeps the Senate majority. They will neutralize Donald Trump on day one. He won't be able to continue to secure our border. He won't be able to continue to cut taxes. Also, he could be facing another impeachment. This time, he could be convicted in the U.S. Senate. So, I'm calling on our movement's grassroots leaders, and I've asked who I could trust for real advice. Your name, Trucker Randy, came up immediately. They said that you have the sharpest instincts in the movement. I'm bypassing the standard political script. I need you to tell me how to fight back. Please provide me this brief 5-question emergency strategy survey right now. I'm not asking for a political contribution. I just need your raw, honest advice to help me stand my ground. So the 5 questions that he's asking for my opinion on. In my campaign, heading into the November election, should I continue to press that we must secure our southern border and stop illegal immigration immediately? Should we let Chuck Schumer and the far-left liberals have total uncontrolled check of the U.S. Senate if I'm not elected? 3rd question. Do you agree that we must stand with President Donald Trump and protect his America First agenda? And do we need to do it against dark money campaigns coming from the Democrats this year? 4th question. Should political campaigns rely on standard play-it-safe politics scripts, or instead trust grassroots patriots like you and deliver your message? 5th question. What is the number one biggest issue you think I should press the Democrat candidate on heading into November's election? So if you guys have any information or ideas that you'd like me to respond back to Mike Rogers in this survey, text them to my phone, 231-360-5140. Today's show will repeat all day, all night, and again tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. I'm not going to reply back to Mr. Rogers' survey until I hear from you guys. What do you think the number one issue he needs to press the Democrat U.S. Senate candidate on heading into the November 3rd election? Very, very important. And again, he's not asking for any monies. No monies in this survey anywhere. He just wants me to reply with answers. I'm curious to see what you guys think. What should be the number one issue he presses the Democrat on? Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith.